You may be seated. My wireless mic has died. Not permanently, I don't think. Just the batteries have died, and there are no batteries back there. So I've got to do everything from here. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we come together to give thanks to this day, we ask your blessings upon our time together now to hear your presence in the midst of all that is around us. In Jesus' name, amen. So what are your most precious things? What are the things that you hold most dear in this world? What are the things that for you, you are, when you think about the final things you want to experience and see the moment before you die, what are your most precious things? I would dare say that it's not, sorry kids, your Xbox. Or your PlayStation 4. Or your, as fabulous as it is, your Barbie Dream Camper. Yes, it is fabulous, isn't it, honey? Yes. I would dare say, for those older ones of you out there, it's probably not your new Mercedes. I just wanted to see who got a new Mercedes. Or your new, thank you very much. Our parish nurse is taking good care of me. Thank you. It's probably not a new guitar. It's probably not even paying off your mortgage. And having that wonderful mortgage slip all your own. Now, I would dare say that if you had to think about the things that are most precious to you, I would most imagine that those aren't things, that it would be people. Who would say it would be people? Raise your hand if you think it would be people. Maybe a parent, or a grandparent, or a child, or a spouse. Indeed, the most precious things in your life are most likely the people that make life worth living. Well, on this final day of 2017, we have been given a story of faithfulness and what it looks like to offer the most important things in your life to God. And for me, the most important things in my life are my children, my family. My son, Mike Noah, who is homesick today. He's been sick for a couple days. My son, Micah, is right there. Still sporting the Redskins, even though we're not making the playoffs again. My precious daughter, Leah, who loves her Barbie Dream Camper. I can play with it? Okay.
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, then why did you spend so much money on it? That's my question. Anyway, my children are the most precious things to me, and I remember hearing a word from a pastor friend of mine when I was talking to him about his relationship with his own children. And Pastor Redder was his name. And he said to me, David, you know, when I think about my children, I pray not that they will be happy, but that they will be faithful. Because most people, when you say, what do you want for your children? Well, I want them to be happy. And indeed, I do want my children to be happy. But I remember being challenged by what he said. He said, I pray that my children are faithful. And I hope that that's congruent with happiness, but it will not always be. And we see that expressed today in our gospel lesson, where we have the little baby Jesus brought before God, and as good faithful parents, Joseph and Mary bring Jesus and present him to God and say, he is yours. God. He is yours. And Simeon, the wise man, sees that in him is not only the Savior, but the one who will also experience and bring suffering and pain and hurt and brokenness. Kind of like every single child of ours that we bring to the Lord. That child will have joy and celebration, but just like our year of 2017, it's not all joy and celebration. There is also brokenness, and there is pain, and there is hurt. That is the reality of life. And so as I think about the most precious things in my life, my children, my wife, my parents, I pray that as I bring them to God, as I lift them up to God, that I pray that God will be present in all of those experiences. And that as they seek to follow God, as Leah grows to follow God, as Micah grows to follow God, as Noah grows to follow God, that they will come to see that it's not only God in their life when things are going peachy keen and they get all of the Christmas gifts that they want. That God is not simply the great genie in the sky, the spiritual ATM that gives us what we need if we are but worthy. No, that is not who God is. That is not God who God has promised to be. It is the Jesus who comes near in the midst of all that life brings. I pray that my children, as I lift them to God, will come to find out that God is just as present, if not more so, in the midst of their brokenness and their shame and their pain. You know, a few moments ago, I had some kind of spell. I don't know. I lost consciousness for a second and kind of sat down and coughed a lot. And a lot of people came and surrounded me. And I really appreciate all the care that they made and they gave to me in that moment. I particularly like the sweet tea right now. I'm serious. For a Southern boy, this is the nectar of the gods. And I'm thankful that I feel a little bit better. I'm starting to not sweat so much. But the thing I feel bad about is that as people were gathering around me in the midst of my frustration, I said, "Get away from me!" Yeah, that wasn't my proudest, finest moment. But God was there. And the people who showed me grace and love and care. That is who God is. That is who you are offering your most precious people and things in life to. That is who you are offering your life to. To the God who, despite your doubts, despite your frustrations, despite your sufferings, despite your insecurities, despite your moments where you are not your best self, your God comes near and walks with you and leads you and guides you and promises to never abandon you. And that, brothers and sisters, is a God I can offer my most precious things to. That is who I want to offer my children to. That is who I want to remind them of. That is who I invite you to know more fully in 2018. In Jesus' name, amen.